Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe says she's not convinced that a new National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children will be able to bring about real change. Legislation has been introduced to federal parliament to establish a permanent and independent commissioner, formalising last year's historic appointment of Sue Ann Hunter as the first person to hold the full-time role. The position hopes to address huge disparities, with First Nations children 27 times more likely to be in youth detention and 10 times more likely to be in out-of-home care than their non-Indigenous peers. The proposed bill applies civil penalties for failing to provide information to the Commissioner, yet it appears to exempt government entities. Senator Thorpe says the new role must have real power to hold governments to account.
If you have a National Commissioner for anything, they need to have power. They need to be taken seriously. To restrict the powers of a commissioner is problematic because you're not going to get to the core of the issue. To not hold states and territories and governments accountable in this process will mean nothing at the end of the day.